Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is a just disastrous, devastating edition of High Hopes Podcast, presented by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. I think Jack leaving his spot and just an empty image there, if you're not watching the YouTube, is pretty appropriate of how we feel right now. Honestly, I just said to Jack before we started recording, I said, you know, I'm just going to wait until we start recording. So, like, let's just friggin' do this. I have not come that close to crying about sports since Joe Carter hit a home run when I was 12 years old and I sat there and cried my little eyes out. Like, that was the most devastating way to lose a game that I can remember. Like, I've been trying to, in the you know, 10 minutes since the game ended before we started recording, I've been trying to cycle through the devastating losses and moments in my time as a Philadelphia sports fan. And, like, obviously, you know, we've got them. You know, the Super Bowl a few years ago was one of the World Series and stuff, but it wasn't, you know, it was Jordan Alvarez. We remember that moment. And we remember, you know, the the flag on Bradbury, and we knew it was over and this and that and all that stuff. But like, to have that game, that epic, awesome, you know, playoff game that was just as on the edge of my seat as I have been for 3 plus 4 hours, whatever the hell it ended up being. Like, I was every Saturday, I couldn't breathe. I felt like, and Jack, for it to end that way, in, I again been racking my brain. I think the single biggest individual athlete choke moment that I remember. Like, I can't, we've had athletes, you know, come up small before, but I can't remember an individual guy like having such a bad all-time blunder, all-time choke moment as Ryan Kerkering had tonight. Like, it's, and it was just the most depressing, heartbreaking way for it to end. How you doing, man? I'm sure, you know, I know there are a lot of people who love to give you crap, but I'm sure there are also a lot of people, and certainly listeners of this pod out there, who are feeling up for ourselves, but also feeling for you, knowing how hard you're taking this, I'm sure. How you doing, pal?
I can't believe it. I really can't.
I know. I'm still in shock.
I sat there and I had my, because I just had Twitter open for, I felt like 3 minutes. I didn't know what to say. I've never seen that before. I really haven't. It was one of those things that it's almost like you saw it happening in slow motion.
I know, dude, you're so right. I was like, don't throw it off.
Because your initial reaction is, oh my gosh, perfect. Like Andy Baez, who has been an absolute choke artist this entire series, grounded out. And then you're like, oh, he's got plenty of time. And then it's like he's turning towards home. And then you're like, well, he has time. No, he doesn't have any time. And then he freaking sails it halfway into the bleachers.
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, I gotta be honest. Yeah. I gotta be honest. I think that I'm gonna be telling my kids about that. I'm gonna be telling, I mean, for years and years, the Orion, like, there, someone's gonna find some proper way to name that. But like, I mean, there's Orion's belt. Is there Orion's meltdown?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's it. The, I get. Well,
let me just. Let me start with this. They didn't lose the game because of Ryan Kerkering. So let's put
yeah,
that out.
Like Harper was over five, Turner was over five, Schwarber was 1 for 5, whatever. There's a lot of stuff in there, yeah.
And dude, it was just – it was such a gritty, grinded out, two of the best freaking teams in baseball. And it really I honestly got more mad about games 1 and 2 than I got about that game. I really did, because if they could have stolen one of these games – we'd be gearing up for CBP on Saturday, but I cannot believe that happened. I cannot believe in the bottom of my, I've seen the Phillies lose. James, I've seen the Phillies invent ways to lose baseball games. Invent ways to lose. I've never imagined that.
You wrote a book about it. That was the heart of the book.
I've never seen
the pain and the love.
And a part of me is kind of, yeah, this is, I like this pain. This is a different kind of pain. It really is. This is sicko bleep. All I want to do is curse. All I want to do is curse and curse and curse and curse and curse and curse and curse. But like, that is the sickest, most twisted. Dude, I was ready to say this is the Primo game from the Flyers back in the early 2000s. That's what it felt like it was setting up for. I tweeted, it feels like a loss 3 times, James. I never, ever felt like they were going to lose that baseball game. I never really felt it, because I had so much belief that somehow, some way, through the guts and guile of this baseball team, that they were going to eke it out. They were going to eke it out, and they were going to get this back to CBP, and it was going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful moment against a juggernaut Dodgers team. And oh my God, he threw it over JT's freaking head in the most Orion Kerkering way possible. I don't know how you come back from that. I know.
It's
no one in the rest of their comprehending of sports lives is going to forget Orion Kirkering throwing home and bleeping down his leg with the chance to get it back to CBP. Again, it's not the reason they lost this baseball game tonight. But also, like, dude, I don't know, man. They shut the Dodgers down, and the Dodgers kind of choked it away too. And sometimes you got to win a baseball game 2-1. It's not going to be like everyone has to step up. But, man, I loved this team. I loved this team. And the finality of this, it just sucks, man. It just sucks. Losing in that, like, Rondé Barber, Joe Carter, the Kawhi shot, that.
Yeah, and, like, and even Rondé Barber, like, you knew it was over at that time, but, like, and, like, the Joe Carter thing, like, that's, like, a walk-off, and it ends it, but that, and it's the World Series, but that's a guy hitting a home run and doing a job or whatever, you know? Like, this is... I mean, how many times has he fielded a ball like that? You know, how many times? Like, how do you not instinctually throw the ball to first base? It's just when it's so unavoidably a choke moment, like you said, peed down his leg. Like, you know, that's what happened. Like, he, in the biggest moment of the series, of the game, of everything, like, his brain stopped working. And to your point, Jack, like, I hope that mentally he can get over it, because that is like that. Like, I am sure he'll never forget about it. Like, I'm sure that's something that's going to stick in his head forever. And who knows how long it takes him to get back to normal after it, you know. But at the same time, I mean, how could you ever trust that guy in a big moment again? Like, you know, I certainly know Phillies fan is. And honestly, to your point, as much as, like, I don't know what you do with, like, I mean, he's like a, you know, he's under, you know, yeah, cheap contract and this.
He's
and that,
not, but, like, yeah, dude.
But like, I don't know that he can pitch in Philadelphia. Like, I'm with you. Like, I think there are, to your point, I think, look, I'm 44 years old, man. Like, I have a kid. You have kids now. Like, Orion Kirkering's like 24 years old or 25 or whatever. Like, I can, like, be super angry at him, and I am, and I'm, like, so disappointed.
I feel bad for him.
But that's my point, is, like, he's, like, a kid. He's a kid who had, like, the worst moment of his life just now in front of the world and ended the hopes and dreams of players, his teammates, of millions of fans. And, like, I'm mad about it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I will never be able to trust him in a big spot. Like, I or maybe it'll take a really long time or whatever. And, like, I'm not saying that I would be like, get off my team, but I think there's going to be a lot of people who feel that way. And I feel just like, I'm just so sad, man. Like, I feel so gutted. Like, it feels like, so, like, 165 games and it ends on that. Like, it feels so unfair to everyone. Like, man. And yeah, like, you know, as the off season goes on, we're going to talk a lot more about, you know, Harper and Schwarber and Turner having one game, and that game was awesome. But on the whole, for the series, they didn't come through. And, you know, after flipping the switch last night and the whole thing, like, that's going to be talked about. Like, it will. Brandon Marsh had a horrible series. Like, we're going to talk about these things. And there were guys who stepped up. I mean, Zeus coming in that spot out of, I mean, what a freaking king that guy is. Like, and freaking should have had a little bit out of the inning. Sanchez got screwed on that second strike call, that ultimate, or the third strike call.
The out call.
Yeah. And that ultimately leads to Duran walking in a run. I mean, to think that the season's over because a guy who had one walk with the Phillies this year walked in a run, and then you lose on that, on again, Jack. And we joke, and this is not jokey time, I'm being dead freaking serious. We joke about, like, you as a major league pitcher, you would have thrown the ball to first base in that spot. Like, it's such an obvious instinctual thing. Like, as a baseball player, like, when I was playing baseball, and look, you know, I was never even close to what you were, much less close to any, but, like, when I grew up playing baseball my whole life, when my dad taught me baseball, the first thing he said is, like, always know what you're going to do in every situation. When you're fielding, when you're on the base pass, whatever, like,
know if the ball comes to you, what are you doing with it? What's the situation? Like, and it feels like, and I know he had a moment, must have like lost his mind in a moment, but at the same time, like, how do you not know to throw to first base in that spot that you should be at least, but he just lost his mind. He blacked out. He blacked out. But like, man, I'm sorry, dude, you can't black out in that spot, man. And I feel so bad for him, but I'm so angry and sad. So it's like, I don't really know how to talk about it that well. Like this sucks.
I don't think I know how to properly express sadness, anger, and disbelief in one pot. Like that is what we're trying to overcome right now. So let's hit on the sad part.
Yeah.
The sad part is, dude, I don't care what anyone says tomorrow. I'll fight. I've never been in a fight in my life. I will fight any single person that tells me that this team didn't battle tonight. Like frustrated. You can be frustrated with the offense, but dude, like, and I promise I'm not trying to sound cop-outy. The Dodgers pitchers are really freaking good, man. And it's not like the Dodgers beat up this Phillies pitching staff. The Phillies pitching staff matched that team mano e mano. Like, I'm sorry. Sometimes you're going to have to win a game 2-1 and your offense isn't going to be perfect. Like, it's baseball. Like, I can't be so dumb to believe that, like, these guys weren't even trying. That team showed a lot of freaking heart, man. And those are the two best teams in baseball. And it just freaking blows that they played in the first round. That's what sucks. That's what I'm mad about tonight. Is that, well, I'm not, there's a lot.
I'm sad about it. I am too. I agree with everything you said.
Because, like, dude, that's a 7-game series, man. That's a 7-game series. And we're going to look back on the Robertson decision. We're going to look back on the bunt more than we're going to, well, actually, that's not true. I'm never going to forget. So I just,
No. As sad as it is, because I totally agree with you. And this was a well-fought series. And they even fought back in game 2, you know, like, I know that it sucked the way it ended in that one too, with the dumb decisions and, you know, even the decision to bunt, which was horrible, and all these things. But like,
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
They fought. This team went toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. At no point in this series were they overmatched, were they outplayed. With, like, honestly, there was only one game where one team dominated, and it was game three. Like, I'm 100% with you. Like, we can talk about some bad at-bats from Trey Turner tonight and Kyle Schwarber and some spots where you need more for your big guys. And, like, there are discussions about that. But on the whole, man, like, the Dodgers are awesome. Roki Sasaki was unreal tonight. Like, one of the better relief performances I've ever seen in a playoff game. Like, you know, really, he was outstanding. And, you know, I'm with you. Like, I'm bummed and I'm a little disappointed in the top of the lineup just when you look at the numbers. But on the whole, this team, man, they fought so hard. And they, again, to your point, they ran into a great, great team, a capital G great team. This is one of the most talented teams I have ever seen in my life watching baseball. Just pure talent, like the guys that they have. I mean, they, like, Roki Sasaki would have gotten $100 million if he had been a free agent coming in. You know what I mean? But, like, that, like, it's just, and he's coming out of the pen for them. Like,
get 40% off Abercrombie Kids sweatshirts and sweatpants during their coziest sale ever. When sweats are all they want to wear, stock up on sets that are both comfy and on trend. Shop in the Abercrombie Kids app, online, and in stores to save up to 40% off all sweatshirts and sweatpants. Offer valid in stores and online October 8th, 2025 to October 13th, 2025 in U.S. and Canada. Excludes clearance. Online price reflects discount.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. I want to hammer that home. I totally agree with you. I have so much love for this team and what they did this year and how they brought me back in. And it sucks that, you know, it sucks that it ended like this.
And I don't feel any shame in saying that. I don't feel any shame in saying that I am proud and I love a baseball team that lost in the NLDS to the Dodgers. I don't feel that way. And even when, now again, this is all before Ryan Kirkring threw the ball into the Scott Francis booth at Dodger Stadium with a chance to throw to first base and extend the game. But as the game was winding down, I was like, dude, they're fighting an uphill battle here. If someone doesn't pop a home run, I have no faith in their ability to win this game.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I did not feel confident. I was like, get me one run. Dude, that's the Bader.
It was the Bader at bat. I thought he was going to get hit there so bad. But as the game was winding down, and as you started accepting your fate, I guess, in a way, I was fully prepared to say, dude, bring these guys back. There needs to be tweaks. There needs to be adjustments. But there's just a damn good baseball team here, man. Like, and maybe you're just the Rockets that had to go against the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like maybe that is who you are. But I felt like that they were just right there. They're right there. And that's what makes the first two games so annoying. If they could have just stolen one of those games. We're talking about a game five at CBP that you know is crazy. And it's not going to happen, and we have to accept that, whatever. But I don't sit here after that loss feeling hopeless. We have sat here and we have done post-game shows after series losses where we said, break up the core. What's the point? You have to change the chemistry, yada, yada, yada. I don't feel that way. I think there needs to be tweaks. I think Castellanos, the perpetual Alec Bohm decision, bringing back Harrison Bader is a – who knows how the series goes if Harrison Bader's healthy, by
well,
the way.
Well, so that dude, that's what I was going to say. I was like, if you want to just point to one thing where if Harrison Bader doesn't get hurt in game one, maybe they win game one, maybe they win game two, maybe they win tonight. Like, all these close games, Bader could have played a massive role in. I'm with you. There's obviously going to be some changes. Like they, you know, they're not going to be able to bring back Kyle Schwarber, Ranger Suarez, JT, like all Bader. Like it's just, it's a lot of money. You know what I mean? And I don't think that they're going to be able to, or they're going to prioritize bringing all those guys back, especially when, you know, I do think they want Andrew Painter to be a part of the rotation next year. Yeah. And I do think that they want Justin Crawford to play for this team. And, you know, I think there are spots where, you know, we'll see what happens, but look, I agree with you for the most part. I do think that they do, like, guys are getting older. I mean, Bryce Harper, we saw it this year. I mean, Bryce, look, this postseason, Bryce wasn't Bryce. You know, Bryce, you know, even Schwarber had the 200 game. Schwarber, you know, on the whole didn't have a great series, and Turner had a 3-8 game but didn't have an awesome series. So, like, you know, they're 1 year older each, even if they bring Schwarber back, which I think they're definitely going to try to, but you know, JT, which I think they'll bring back, 35 or whatever he's going to be. Like, so I get it, but I do think they're going to have to find an infusion of something from an offensive perspective. You know, like they're just going to have to. I think, look, if Wheeler can be healthy, and you, I mean, Sanchi, Lizardo, Painter, who knows what happens there? Like, beef up the pen a little bit seems like a very doable thing. They need something offensively, something different, and Bader part of it, but they're going to.
And I don't want my last statement to be like just run back with the same team, because I agree with you. Like I guess my main point is that
these guys aren't losers, is what you're trying to say. Like Nick Castellanos might be a loser despite his hit tonight, but
he got the as a big hit.
No, it was a good hit. That's why I want to give him credit. I ripped him, but still, like I still think what he said is outrageous, and I don't want him back. Honestly, I really don't want Nick back on the Phillies.
He won't be back.
I know, and I don't want him back. Like I don't care that he had a couple hits in the postseason. Like I don't think he's a winning baseball player. I don't think he's a winning guy. Like so, like I would be very happy to get rid of him to start there. But look, we're not there yet. Like let's get to the mad part, because I think we've elucidated the sad pretty good. You see that word right there?
It's way too big of a word for this podcast.
I know. Way too big. That's for that. We got some smart listeners, dude. We got some like high end intelligent people who listen to this pod. So that was for them.
Well, and to be clear, most of my dumbness is a bit. Just kidding. So
we needed one laugh. No more laughs. Let's get mad.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess I don't know, man. Like, my mad, I'm actually just, it's just the Kirkering thing. But I feel bad for Kirkering. But also throw the bleeping ball to first base. Just throw the ball to first base, dude. So like, all right, can I just?
Yeah, we got to get mad about it a little bit. Like,
No. But hold on. For 1 second.
I'm mad about it. Like, how do you not throw the ball to first base, Jack?
So, all right. Just hear me out for 1 second. Just hear me out for 1 second. Is there a part of you that's like, I'm going to be able to tell my kids about that? Like,
No.
I'm not hitting the right zero. Note. I'm not hitting the right
not
note.
Not at all. Let me ask you a question. What happened to David Robertson? Like, why? David Robertson's a 40-year-old vet who's been in a lot of big spots. That was a big spot. You're bringing in a right, which I was fine with going to the right-hander there. I was totally fine with the decision. And in the moment, I was even fine, I was fine with the decision-making. But what happened to David Robertson? He pitched in that game one, and then, like, I would personally, especially because Kirkering pitched last night,
And I know he's looked good, but he pitched last night. Like,
I know.
Why would you go to a fresh arm David Robertson, who's been in so many big spots in that situation, in a dirty inning with runners on, when Kerkering has not been great with inherited runners this year? Like, that's been like his biggest freaking thing. And I'm not killing Topper tonight. Like, I think they're, you know, I blame, you know, a lot more things on tonight's loss than Topper. And Topper had a great night last night. You know, we can go back to game two and have issues with the bunt, which I do, and all this stuff. But I do think that it's fair to say, why are you going to Ryan Kerkering in that spot?
Yeah, I think they just believed in the way.
Trusted him, like, so much in this series.
They overtrusted him. And
he was fine, but, like, he did. Like, Turner obviously didn't bail him out in game one and stuff, but, like, he still, like, other than the clean inning in the game they were down, like, he didn't really pitch amazing, you know?
Well, it was funny. They overtrusted him, and then every single person sitting on their couch was like, I don't trust him at all.
Totally. I mean, it was, my brother texted me, and obviously Kike walked. My brother texted me, Kike versus Kerkering with the game on the line is the stuff of my nightmares. And I'm like, yeah, I feel exactly the same way. I was like, this feels like the worst case scenario.
Yeah, and I think they lost some faith in David Robertson. You know, David Robertson hadn't necessarily done a job, but at the same time, I
mean, that you put him in a bad spot, but okay.
But at the same time, he's 40. He's been there before. I really didn't even think about it because I saw Kerkering warming up, and I was like, well, I guess I have to mentally prepare myself for a Ryan Kerkering coming in this baseball game. And maybe it's one of those things, like, they're trying to piece out their future. I don't know. Like, he's gonna in the perfect world, be someone that's going to have to get that out.
I just think Topper overtrusts him. I think
that I think that's probably fair.
He has more faith in Kerkering than, and obviously even before the disastrous moment where, you know, again, to black out in that moment, it's just like an all-time, how can I trust you in a big moment again kind of moment thing. But even before that, like, it's like at no point in the past two playoffs or three playoffs that Kerkering's been a part of, has he gone out and been like, other than, I guess, when he was down 5-3 or up in the game big, you know, like, he's never come into a big spot and gotten the job done, and you can blame other circumstances and stuff. And he's never been like the worst ever, give up a run or this or that. But, like, man, like, I don't know. I didn't love going him there, especially again after pitching yesterday. Like, I just don't get Robertson hasn't pitched. Like, his arm going to be fresher? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things. I don't want to, like, jump forward to the offseason, but finding another real right-handed option before Duran is huge. And
left-handed, because I don't know that Strom we can trust as, like, the go-to lefty out of the pen next year if you want to be an elite. I think he's good, but, like, wouldn't you rather have, like, a – and I guess Alvarado, I mean, is he coming back? I mean, you know.
He's got an option. He's got an option. That was a serious sneeze. That was a good sneeze.
I know. Thanks.
But
we're struggling through this.
But yeah, Luke Weaver. Does that interest you at all? But
sure, buddy.
But that's my thing, man. That's my thing. Is that I think I sit here. I still sit here feeling mostly shocked. I'm really not that mad. I think I'm sad and shocked over mad. Again, I tweeted this out while the podcast has been going on. You know how I brought up the when you die, you have the 7-minute highlight of your life?
Oh, yeah.
The
real quick, just for people listening, this is not like a factual thing or anything. This is a...
I saw it on Instagram.
Yes. I just want people not to see it and think that, like, you've, like, where people start searching for this. Is this a real thing that I didn't know about? Anyway, go ahead.
So people say that when you die,
people say, yes,
you have a 7-minute highlight before you pass on. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what a hopeful message, by the way. But I really think that the Orion Kerkering throwing the ball to Francis
Stop. I hate you.
Is going to be on it.
Oh, I hate you so much. You're such a sick and twisted individual.
It's going to be on it, dude. It's going to be on it. I'm letting you know.
So, speaking of it, are you going to think of it this way? Because Tucker has a good name for it, and it's true. And I actually almost referenced this before, and I want to know if you know your baseball history. And I also want to know, and Tucker, text me and let me know, if you were referring to the famous play in baseball history. So I grew up, One of the books my dad got me was like a book of like just famous baseball moments and things or whatever. And I read about Merkel's boner. You know about Merkel's boner?
Orion's boner.
Yep, Orion's boner. So Merkel's boner, for those who know, is Cubs Giants back in like early 1900s. Merkel, had a base running gap. They end up losing. And I'm losing the pennant. And it went down as Merkel's boner, as like a really famous baseball play for a long time, as like the all-time example of a guy just blacking out and having a horrible moment that caused his team the game, like Orion's boner. I mean, I think it was like over 100 years ago or something. Like, you know, we can read back it. I think it's been long enough for a new boner named play, you know.
Dude, I swear that's what I was trying to think of.
It's perfect, Tucker. It's freaking so perfect. It is exactly the right thing. Like, it's exactly the right thing.
And
it also shows how rare it is for someone to just lose their mind like this in the moment, like that, as bad as he did.
Well, Tucker, I'm going to need that for I think the sanity of our listeners. That has to be a title of the podcast.
Oh, that is the all-time, like, we a lot of times will, like, do a pod and be like, oh, there's our title, and it'll be like, oh, that's clearly the title. There's never been a more that is the title of the podcast than, I mean, that's the title.
Did you think they were going to lose tonight as the game was going on?
So I went right back and forth, buddy. I was, to use another big word for our smart listeners, I was vacillating back and forth between win and loss. Like, when Zeus was dealing, Zeus was one of the things that gave me the most confidence, saying where I was like, dude, we're going to win this game. Like, Zeus is coming in here and giving him that. Like, that's going to pick guys up. Like, let's go. Like, freaking Zeus. And then once we couldn't hit me, it was one of those things where it really went with like the pitching, and we would get outs, and I'd be like, all right. And then every inning would just kind of go down offensively with a whimper. And again, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. We're going to talk that out. We're not there yet. Like, unfortunately, I have to do an Eagles podcast tonight too, Jack. Think about how horrible that is.
Are they down 10 right now?
They're down 27-17 to the New York Giants. Don't even care. Like, I only care because people will just be in a worse mood tomorrow. But like, this is meaningless tonight. Like, the Phillies are the only thing that matters. Like, this is, you know, the Eagles have a lot of games left. This would be a disastrous loss, but they got a lot of games left. Like this is the, like, and for a week, for whatever, like, honestly, for an off season, like, that's why this sucks so much, Jack, because it's like, it's such a, like, the most unfulfilling end to a season you could possibly have. And now we have to wait till freaking March to watch him play again. And it's late March. And it's early, just like, March. I don't care. You're right, though. Technically, to technically watch him play, to watch him play a meaningful game again, it's going to be March. At late March. And it just sucks. Like, I don't want to not watch his baseball. Like, it's so much freaking fun for it to freaking end on that, for that to be the thing that we have in our memories, you know, like, that's what we're going to think about. Think about the Phillies. First thing I'm going to think about for the next 6 months or whatever the hell it is, I almost said stupid Ryan Kirking. I don't mean stupid, like the stupid Ryan Kirking moment. Like, you know, like, just like that stupid moment where a guy for a second just completely forgot how to do his job and completely forgot what was happening or lost his mind or who the hell knows what happened to him in that moment. But like, to watch it in the moment and to see the replay and to like it is rare, Jack, in life, much less in sports, that you watch someone have a moment like that, dude. And that's why I feel so bad for him, but also so bad for all of us as fans. Like, it's like, that's why it sucks, because I feel bad for this kid. Again, he is a kid, but like, I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad for me. I feel so bad for every father with their kids who's been watching this playoffs together, and every young kid who's getting excited about the Phillies, every old person who's like, how many more playoffs do I have? Like, all that stuff. Like I'm old now. Like, I don't know how many playoffs I have. Like, I didn't see that many to start with for the long portion of my freaking life. You know what I mean? So like, I get that people are mad at him. I'm just mad that this is how we have to live with this, man, that we have to freaking live with this as the end to it. Like, it's just the worst the worst possible. It's like, honestly, it's the worst ending to a season since Ryan Howard tore his Achilles. That is the worst way that a season has ended since Ryan Howard has torn his Achilles, because there was that sadness and like a real injury with it and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a Philly season that ended more sad, right? Can you, just because of the moment that it, I'm talking just the last moment of it. I'm only talking the last play of the season. Mm-hmm. I'd say losing the World Series being like the last lost in the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying the last time a season was this sad when it ended was when Ryan Howard was laying on the ground in a heap with a torn Achilles. Like, that's how sad this moment is to end the season.
Or Ryan Howard striking out against Brian Wilson then in 2010 NLCS in game 6 with a run.
But that was further ago. So that wouldn't be since, you know, that wouldn't
that's
be
a fair
since.
Point.
That's my point. That's since a fair 11. Point.
Yeah. 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 Well, and I do feel bad for Ryan Kirk.
Of course.
I know that he theoretically ended our season, but really the bats ended our season. And dude, he's gonna have to live with that for the rest of his life. And I hope that he can come out the other side a stronger guy.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's something that he uses as fuel. I'm not totally sure that is going to be the case.
It could absolutely break him. Like, it could. I hope it doesn't, to your point. Like, but things like this have absolutely impacted people's careers before. Like, it's and this one, like I said, might be the biggest in my lifetime in terms of just an individual athlete having a choke, blunder, what, mind fart, whatever you want to call it in the moment. Just like, I can't remember a bigger, more impactful athlete just completely and totally choking in a moment. Like,
yeah, Ronnie Barber picked the ball off. Joe Carter hit a home run. But,
like, that's my point. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Kawhi
hit a shot. Like, Ben Simmons passing up the dunk, kinda, I guess. But like, that's not as bad as this was. I mean, it's just not. Like, it's just not. Like, that's like weak and whatever. But like, he didn't pass it to Thibault, and Thibault could have gotten it in. Like, whatever. Like, this season ended because this guy had the worst brain like moment of all time. Like, that's it. Like, there's no like. So like, for him, for all of it. Like, it's just such a bad one. Like, look, I heard what I'll say to Ryan Kirkering is a phrase. Brian Dawkins was on our show, and he said a phrase. I'm sure he said a million times, but I thought it was so good and so concise. But he was talking about all the stuff they went through and how he's like always tries to grow through things. And he's like, if you're gonna go through it, then grow through it. And it's like simple, but it's the only message that I think Ryan Kirkering has to hear right now is that you're gonna go through it, buddy. Like, this is gonna suck. This is gonna suck so much. And I'm sure he feels it, to your point. Like, I think there is maybe no one on the planet who is more upset right now than him. Mm-hmm. For how he let his teammates down, for how he let himself down, for how he let his family down, for how he let millions of fans down. But people are gonna be mad. People are gonna be upset. There's gonna be like
idiots and no one's gonna
say dumb
it.
Things. Yeah, no and no one's gonna forget it. It will never leave him. It will never leave him. So
yeah,
there's no other choice for you but to like try and find a way to grow through this thing and use this as something that you can learn from him, because you're young, man. You got your whole life in front of you, dude. Like, I am find a way. And I know it's hard. Like, and I can't imagine being in that spot. Like, Jack, like you and I, like, if people say something mean about us, it hurts. You know, like, I can't imagine what that guy in that public and that big, and we're talking to like a fraction of the people who watched that baseball game and saw that thing, you know? So, I really hope he can find a way to use it as something that down the road can be a growing thing.
But I also can't believe he threw it into Fransky.
I can't believe he did it. I can't believe he did it. I know.
I swear to God, I sat on the couch and I wasn't even mad. It was one of those things
it was like a state of shock. It was it really was. It was like I disassociated. I felt like, again, at first, and I disassociated, and then I honestly felt like I wanted to cry. Like, I didn't cry, but it like welled up a bit because I felt so sad for him, for us, for the Phillies, for the moment, for that game ending that way. Like, it all just hit me so hard, and I was like, this sucks, you know?
Totally. They're right there. And You know what's funny, man, is that they lost. They lost to a very good team. I really don't have that hopeless feeling. I've come on here after losses and had way more a hopeless, this is over, blah, 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 blah. They got it. They got a good DNA here. They got a good DNA. And they ran into a juggernaut. Like, I'd be surprised that team doesn't win the World Series again.
I agree.
With what they've added in the bullpen and Sockie.
I would be shocked if anyone beats them.
Not being able to get the glass now was really annoying. I mean, tonight's loss is not an Orion. Tonight's loss is on the big guys at the top.
It just is. Like, again, now we can excuse that the Dodgers have great pitching. They do. They do. And again, I'll say it again, Roki Sasaki, like, I'm not mad at anyone for not hitting him. Like, I get that. Like, you know, like that dude looked unhittable tonight. But like Bryce Harper.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Was over five. Trey Turner was over five. Kyle Schwarber was like 1-for-5 or whatever it was. And especially after last night and putting up those numbers and Kyle Schwarber flipping the switch and all that stuff. Like, man, like,
I know
it sucks. It sucks. Cause like, you know, a lot of people are going to focus on Ryan Kerkering and, you know, again, it's a horrible moment. And it deserves its share of the pie, but man, like, it's tough because we got that one night and we're like, they're back. And then it was like, oh, not back. Sorry. We are not at all back.
Yeah. They kind of were. I know. Like the offense.
It felt like they were. I know. It was just a tough one. They just didn't get anything going. The shadows to this, you know, like, all right, come on. You know, just again, at the end of the day, like, I'm sorry, well, you know how this stuff works. And I think there's all gray areas to all this. And to your point, on the whole, I really do come out of this. Like, I'm not like everyone sucks and this team stinks and I can never watch these guys in the playoffs. I'll never, like, they're a disaster. They can never win. Like, it's four baseball games against great pitching and all that type of stuff. But I do think that you have to keep it real and say that, you know, they lost this game primarily, and you said it, primarily because, you know, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber couldn't do anything, even if it's great pitching. That's why you get paid $300 million, $330 million. You know, that's why you're about to get paid whatever, $150 or whatever else Schwarber is going to make. Like,
because, you know, I know there's great pitching, but that's what great hitting's for. And I know that, you know, Jack will always say a great pitcher is going to win, but like, sorry, like, you know, Robert Suarez is a great pitcher. Bryce Harper bent them off the bank on him in a 1-2 count. Like, you know, like sometimes you got to rise up, and when your team loses, even in a small sample size, I do think it's fair to say that, you know, they were absolutely not good enough. And that's, you know, a couple postseasons in a row for most of them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's totally
it's what it is. It's what it is. It's what it is. Again, on the whole, I don't, to your point, I would say they're
like,
I'm not hopeless either. I don't leave this feeling like they didn't show up. They choked. That I think there are spots we can point to. Again, I agree with you. Like, honestly, I go back to game two and I do think, like, I think that missed opportunity, whether between the decision to bunt or how, like, I think that missed opportunity in the ninth inning of game two is probably where they lost the series ultimately. That, and, you know, at the end of the day, Orion, you know, giving this game away here, because I do think they could have won that game if it kept going.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Imagine fast hydration combined with balanced energy, perfectly flavored with zero artificial sweeteners. Introducing Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Unlike other energy drinks, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're glitching, it's made with natural caffeine and electrolytes, so you get the boost without the burnout. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free Hydrating Energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
But who knows? They might not have, obviously. But I do think that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not like embarrassed. I'm not like last year. I felt like embarrassed with
the performance.
And I think I beat by a better team, probably. Like, certainly a more talented team. Like flat out more talented team.
More
like,
talented, but barely better.
And that's a good point, Jack. You're right. Like, again, I think this Phillies team could have, if they won game two, they had it right there. They could have won game one. And again, just on a simple level, and it's excusey, but if Barry doesn't get hurt, they might win the series. Like, flat out, I don't want to say they probably win the series, but like,
what
it's
if
hard
Wheeler
to say.
Doesn't get hurt?
Exactly. But you know what? People get hurt in baseball. A guy getting hurt in game one of the series like that feels different. You know what I mean? I agree with you. Like, but look, if they have Wheeler, I think they win this series. I'm with you. I'm not saying,
I gotta be honest.
You gotta call it out and say that, like, you know, next postseason, if they get there, like, they need more from these guys if they're gonna win, like, flat out.
And that's totally fine. And it's not that I disagree with you. It's just that I sit here and I do feel more proud of these guys than mad at these guys. I really do.
I feel a lot more proud of there's way more pride for me with Chris Sanchez and with Jesus Luzardo and with, you know, like these guys and Aaron Nola and Ranger Suarez and even guys like JT Realmuto. I feel super proud about how he played this series and stuff like that. Like, and again, I'm not saying I don't feel somewhat proud of, like, I feel proud over the, I agree with you. I feel more pride than not with how they played.
You want the three of the top to do that.
Like, I don't feel proud about how Schwarber, Turner, and Harper played. I can't say that I do. And look, defensively, Turner made some freaking amazing plays tonight, and that was huge. And Harper was great all series.
I don't care.
I think you could quibble if he should have thrown the ball to second base in that spot. I don't know.
I get taking
the fair out, but like whatever. But like, Bryce has to be better in those spots. He has to. He just has to. He has to find a way. And maybe he can't. Maybe that's the thing that we should be most concerned about, is that Bryce just can't. But like, for right now, I am not mad. I'm not freaking out. I'm not saying these guys suck, but like, I am saying that, as proud as I am of them as a whole, for the most part, like, I am more disappointed than proud with Harper and Schwarber and Turner offensively in the way they produced.
And that's fair. I really wish it would have called the strike on Alex Gaugh.
Me too.
Me too.
I thought that was a pivotal moment.
And
I don't even blame like Duran that much. I thought Duran did his job. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Throw a strike.
And I don't. I will say I don't hate the decision. I don't blame Topper at all for walking Ohtani there. I know Ohtani's been cold, and people are like, I want to challenge him. Like Ohtani's just waiting to bust out. Like, I'm not challenging Ohtani for any reason. It's a righty lefty thing. It made all the sense in the world. Set up forces at other spots. And again, a guy who hasn't walked anyone all year, essentially, for you walk someone. Like, you know, I don't blame Todd for the decision. I blame Duran a little bit for not being able to throw a strike when he absolutely had to. Like, his stuff in that spot, 3-2, like, your stuff is good enough and hard enough where you just have to, if you have control, like, throw a freaking strike. And if he hits it, he hits it. Like, that's the deal. But you got to throw a strike there. But again, he came in the next inning, pitch well. Like, I'm not killing Duran or anything, you know?
You know what sucks, too, is that Trinan was right there. They're, I know, so close to getting Trinan in.
I was like, get him to Trinan. I actually thought that when we pinch hit Bader that they would bring Trinan in that spot, and they didn't. Yeah, because he had faced the three by getting to Bohm, because he went Schwarber, Harper, Bohm. So you don't have to keep Vezia in there. So I really thought he was going to go to Trinan in that spot when we brought Bader in. He kept Vezia in. I thought that was such an opportunity. They showed the Bader 2-for-3 again. So I was like, let's go. And
For as much as I want Schwarber back, and I think JT I'll take back, and a lot of these guys, I just want Harrison Bader back.
More than any of them. Honestly, I really want him to bat. I think he is the one thing that gives me hope for a different type of vibe and a different, like, the whole, like, run it back thing. Like, I am cool running Harrison Bader and whatever happens because of it back. All right. Let's wrap this up, Fritzy, because I got to watch the last quarter of this freaking disaster over here, because I have to stay having to another podcast tonight. And we'll be back soon.
Yeah, dude.
Next week, I would say next week we'll be back, and then we'll, you know, set the off season and start to talk. But like, now's about the emotion of the tonight. And again, like, really, just like, and that's the thing. Like, we talked about how like the bunt would be remembered as this all time Philly moment decision, and you know, all that, they lost the series. And now it's like, you know, sure, like, we'll remember it as the bunt, but like, Orion's boner is like, just like, it's almost that, I think in 30 years and 50 years, it'll be the only thing that's remembered of the series. Like, there is one iconic, and it's sad, but like, there will be one thing that will be iconic from the series, and it'll be Orion's boner. Like, this will never be forgotten. Like, it'll be Philly sports lore forever. And that sucks, but that's what it is, man. That's what tonight was.
Yeah. And I totally agree. It sucks for him, but we're never,
and for us too,
but we're never going to forget that moment for the rest of our lives, which on one hand, kind of,
no, exciting. Don't stop. Don't do it. It's not exciting. It's not, it's so not exciting. Let me tell you.
But
I'm older than you. I'm wiser in such things.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember it.
Yeah. But I kind of forget what I was going to say, because it's just been such a,
feels like an appropriate way to, you know, close it out.
Well, I've just been, it's been a highly emotional podcast.
Should be. It was a highly emotional series. Honestly, that game, like, we talked about it before, but Jack, I mean, it's been a long, like, even over this run, like, it's been a long time since we had a game like that. Like, a tie, one run, the back and forth, extra innings. Like, I don't
know. It was Astros game one.
Yeah, it was Astros game one, but that was more scoring. That was different. You know, it felt like, this felt like a game where, like, one run's going to win it. Like, that's it. Like, you know, like, where it's like, I don't know. It just, you're right. That's probably the closest comp in this whole run. But even then, that felt like a different game. That was back and forth, and the Astros, it was a 5-3 game, and then they came back. And then, like, you know, it felt like, was it like, I just, it felt like a long time since we've had like a razor's edge game just from start to finish, where it really felt like this is going to be 1-0 or 2-1 or 1-1, you know, like, it just, it had that feel the entire time. And, you know, and then to end like that, you know,
so I now remember what I was going to say is that
collective sigh of relief.
We just
felt not to bring everyone down even more.
Oh God, can we finish this? I'm really ready to be done now. We've reached my point. No, I'm joking with you. Go ahead. Okay.
But I, and while I do feel more like hopeful, I guess, in a way, more than anything, because I do think that's a damn good baseball team that lost to a great team. The scary part about what happened tonight, and I want you to file this one away, is who knows how long it takes to get back in that spot.
Yeah.
And
look, I don't think the Dodgers are going anywhere.
I don't think the Dodgers are going anywhere. But also, like, we have no idea what this team's going to look like next year. We hope it's semi-similar. But also, these guys had some career years. And the reality is that Bryce is getting a year older. Trey, year older. No idea if Schwarber is going to be here or not. Probably going to be here. I, like, from the standpoint of a little bit of a finality to what this team was, that's the scary part about losing the series to the Dodgers is, was that it? Was that it? And the most important thing for this team going forward is Painter, Miller, and Crawford.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I add one more thing in? And it's John Middleton, honestly, because I do think that while there are a lot of questions, and look, I'm not saying he's going to go out and spend all this money or this, but like, I know that guy wants to win desperately. Like, I know, we know, we've talked about this a million times. Like, he's a fan. Like, he wants to win a World Series desperately. So, like, I do think that having an owner who is committed to winning and committed to, you know, like development and all these things that he's done and commit, you know, but like committed to winning. Like, I do think that even if, I mean, look at the Dodgers as an example, if you want like some, it's positivity, it's long-term positivity, but I mean, the Dodgers have made the playoffs, what, 14 straight years, I think it is, right? They set the record this year, whatever. It's 13 or 14 straight years, whatever. I mean, they didn't win a World Series till 2020, and that was a Bobo one.
Yeah.
And then four more years till last year. Like, and yes, the Dodgers have spent lots and lots of money and all that, but like, when you're committed to winning and you build and draft and develop well and you sign guys and you continue to spend money and you continue to commit to winning, like, to the point, you know, it's about breaking through. You know, it's like they almost broke through in 2022 out of nowhere. Like, you never kind of really know what year it's going to kind of catch fire at the right time, or Harrison Bader's going to stay out the year, or Shohei Ohtani gets hurt in a series, or whatever it is. Like, there's just, it's such a razor's edge, as we saw tonight, between winning and losing these things that, you know, especially with these really great teams or good to great teams facing off, that, you know, like, I do think having an owner that's committed to winning, and I believe will keep attempting to win for like certainly the next few years or whatever, I think that's a reason for hope too.
Yeah. In my opinion, Thompson's safe. I think he's going to be back. I think Kevin Long's
probably
back.
Probably.
I'd be surprised.
I don't know where I'm at on that. I need some time to think about it, to be honest.
I think he's back. And
I think he'll be back. I agree with you. I'm just saying in terms of what I would do, I'm not 100% sure.
Attach prospect to Cassidy. Get off that. We'll see what happens at Thursday.
We'll get to all this. We don't need to do this now. You can't help yourself. You're already in off-season mode, aren't you?
I'm just saying, Luke Weaver. I don't feel like doing. I don't feel like doing off-season stuff. I'm pretty surprised we're here. I was so excited to do it, an excited post-game show. And I'm never going to forget Orion Kerkering tonight for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I will never forget him throwing the ball into Scott Fransky's booth to cost this team a chance to go to the NLDS or NLCS. So what a time. And what a, in a true sicko way, what an addition to Phillies fandom.
Okay.
Tonight all was
good. Right. We're done. I gotta go. I need a little time before I have to do a Go Bird spot about an Eagles ball. All right. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. You're a true sicko, which is what IOS is all about. That's really the roots right there, Jack. I mean, I do think, if you're to your ridiculous point that you made there, it is a It is the roots of this pod is pain and suffering. So we are right back there. All right.
I love you, buddy.
I love you so much. Okay, that I can go with. I was like, I'm not letting you keep me more. Yeah. I know what you're gonna do here. I love you so much, dude. Seriously, this pod means so much to me. Like, it really does. And I don't think that I could have gotten through it without it. Like, I think this helped me. I hope that it helped anyone listening. It might have been horrible. Wow. Oh my God, Jalen in the red zone, throwing it like it looks like a pick six. Saquon ran him down, but almost pick six. Wow. Oh, all right. I'm going to go. Tucker, thank you for this season. Tucker Bagley. Like, I don't think we shout Tucker out enough. He is such a massive, massive, massive part of this podcast. In all seriousness, like, this pod would be nowhere close to what it is without Tucker. Like, Jack and I, like, we love doing it together. We've been doing it forever. But, like, Tucker is such a big part of this pod and has been such a massive addition, you know, over the last few years. And we freaking love having him. So, Tucker, thank you so much, dude. And I know you're hurting as much as we are right now. And Ryan's boner, he came up with that. So thank you for that, Tucker. A true addition. I feel like it has to be Ryan's boner. All right. We're leaving. I got to go. I can't believe I have to do this. This is the worst night ever. The worst night ever. Thank you to everyone. I love everyone listens to this podcast. We'll be back for some off-season content, obviously. But everyone who was with us this season, from the bottom of my soul, thank you for suffering with us. And we love you. And we'll talk to you guys soon. He's spread some seltzer.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.